100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon, the host of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. I've got a new foam pop filter on the Yeti microphone, and I dragged out the original pop filter from the pile, so I'm just pop filtered like mad today, and I should put my finger in front of my mouth to break up all the peas. Anyway, it's the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories, and the topic for this week was Boxer, and you came up with the stories. Which ones? The ones I'm about to play. How about you settle back and relax and listen to the... Can I even say mellifluous? I'm not sure I can. Anyway, the mellifluous tones of you.
Greetings, people of Earth. Rick Thomas here with my contribution for this week's weekly challenge, Boxer. Converted Southpaw. George was never going to be the champ, but he was a damn good boxer. Iron chin, decent uppercut, stiff jab, four or five combinations he could work righty or lefty. George had a gimmick, a natural lefty trained as a righty. A couple times around, George switched up, righty to lefty, lefty to righty. Not just punching, footwork too. While his opponent adjusted, George had a tremendous advantage. He pounded them, beat them to a pulp. His opponent's bloody, bludgeoned body, motionless at his feet. Face swollen, cut, bruised, it felt almost erotic, kinda delicious. George couldn't get enough.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 756, with a prompt of Boxer. If you're wondering why the characters in my stories are not socially distancing or wearing face coverings, there is no COVID-19 in my fictional world. Anyway, here's my story. A large man with a short black beard charged into the emergency room and shouted, "Where's olive oil?" The squinky-eyed sailor jumped up and bounced in place, his fists held up like a boxer. A nurse appeared through double doors.
"Lily Amanda!"
Her father escorted her to the nurse. He said to Bilbert, "Don't go anywhere. I'm not done with you yet." As they disappeared from view, two men in suits and dark glasses walked into the room and scanned the occupants. When their eyes fell on Bilbert, they approached. Without introduction, they said, "Get up. You're coming with us." Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Heal. The pain. Some pain. No. The darkness will stay for as long as I live, he thought. Fight for money. Fight for food. Fight. Be nothing but a smashed-up face everyone will have forgotten by tomorrow. Move on to the next town. Fight some more. The posters plastered all over. The money. The food. And onward he went. Town after town. They all looked alike. Until that day. Her kid, her dog, her smile. "It's complicated," she said. He didn't think it was. It was actually quite simple. Heal. The pain. All of it. Just heal. And smile. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my boxer story. It's called Integrity. My parents used to tell me to be true to myself, no matter what others think. A philosophy that they followed themselves. We lived in a rough and uncompromising district, which made it tough for Dad to indulge his passions for flower arranging and needlepoint. But he stayed true to himself, and oddly, the roughnecks in the neighbourhood gave him a wide berth. I admired Dad for sticking to his guns, and to me it proved that even the toughest opposition will always respect integrity. Although, on reflection, my mother's reputation as a champion heavyweight boxer may have helped too. Okie doke, that's it. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Pretty Good Job. Nearly half a century ago, I had the best job a 20-something could have. When folks were making $3.50, I was pulling down $15 an hour. I worked in a natural food bakery, packaging pastries. I was a boxer. We got paid 2 cents a cookie. I could grab 20 cookies in a hand with one swing across a cookie parchment. The trick you learn when on piecework is never, I mean never, touch a piece of paperwork. Anything remotely administrative is on a separate clock. When management pushed back, we said, okay, put us back on the clock. Crickets. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
You're not really a proper serial killer until the press have seen fit to grant you a headline-grabbing name. But it's hard to gain true notoriety anymore, because so many names, I'm sorry to say, are rather predictable. It's usually just a case of your location appended to your methodology, like the Boston Strangler, Yorkshire Ripper, and so on. If I'd known I'd become famous, I'd have reconsidered my own methods. The Punhaven Boxer is a crappy name. It's not because I punch my victims, though. It's because I box up their remains and send them to the cops.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I loved playing Mike Tyson Punch-Out. You'd progress through increasingly tougher and quirkier boxers until you ended up fighting Mike Tyson. All it took was one punch, and he'd knock your ass down. And he'd knock your ass down a lot. When I say you, I mean a scrappy little boxer, not Robin Givens. Who's she? Mike Tyson knocked her ass down a lot, too. I don't play that many games anymore. Arthritis, bad stuff. I do watch videos of gameplay on YouTube, let them pay for the game and put in the hours, and I'll ignore the commercial breaks.
And there you have it. All the 100-word stories that people sent in on the topic of Boxer. Did you enjoy them? Let everyone know in the comments at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I know there's a lot of people around the world that are reading and listening to these, so let's go ahead, gather them on up. Apparently my audience is a very quiet and shy one, and very reserved, and don't want to bother anyone. We just want to lurk and read and listen and... No. Come on, man. In whatever your language there is, in your grand home world and all that, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. The next topic is Kitty. So, get your pens and pencils ready. Write with your pen on your pencil. You probably do that with a 100-word story. Great, somebody's going to send in a photo of that. Maybe I'll try that. Anyway, all the things that we do while in quarantine, right? Thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.